I gave my first sermon when I was 14. I did my first outing when I was 16. Started our television ministry when I was 18. It's been a long time. So all these years, I told you that my wife was in the audience, right? So was my mom and so forth. But my wife and I have had a 31-year conversation about one interesting thing. My wife has, and this is written, I mean, CT'd, all the profiles they've done on me, they've written about when he was 14, Pastor Sam had this encounter. And my wife and I have always had a conversation. She says, hey, wouldn't it be cool if you could ever connect to that choir director from Teen Challenge, right? So that's like 31 years we've had this conversation. Matter of fact, she would even ask with great due deference, yeah, we have to do that now because it's part of the polity. She would say, hopefully that person's still alive, right? And I go, yeah, that'd be cool and like awesome. So I've been preaching for all these years and I come to this conference. I arrive here yesterday, I preach. I come to this conference. This story, if you Google it, it's everywhere. It's in books from Time Magazine to New York Times. They've talked about this. Sam, 14 years old, Sam claims that he, yeah, I mean, people were there, a couple hundred people there. So it's not, it's been validated. So pretty cool. So I come to this conference yesterday. God gives me the word about be light and burning bright and all that. And then at the Well, where are you, Bernie? Where's he at? Where did he go? Is he here? Can you come here? Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever in my life, I want to introduce you to the person who prophesied to me. You need to come up here. Ladies and gentlemen, when I was 14 years old, this man went to my Assembly of God church in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and he prophesied into me about presidents of the United States of America. This is gonna sound awkward. I've been looking for you all of my life. You need to tell them just the whole thing, please.
Well, we were singing song David Wilkerson. Actually, he loved, Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. And right in the middle, God said, you need to step out. There's somebody here named Sammy. And I said, Bernie, you're crazy. His name is Sammy? And I thought, well, it's a Hispanic church. There's probably at least one Sammy in the crowd. And he said, step out, stop the song, say, man of God. He's not a man of God right now, but he's a man of God. That's how I see him. Tell him he will speak to presidents. And all these years, I have read about Reverend Samuel Rodriguez, but when you told the story, I looked at my wife and she looked at me and she said, is that our Sammy?
Prophesy over your children and your children's children. Prophesy over your family. Prophesy over your city. Prophesy over your nation. It shall come to pass. You told me that you kept, for a while, you were praying over that Sammy.
That's right. I'm going to send you a picture of my wife and I in my office. I think you can see the little note that says Sammy. Because we knew God was going to use you. And we prayed your name, and we said your name. You take that prodigal, say his name, pray his name, say her name, pray her name, speak it. Let the Ryan roar!
That right there should remove the lid. You can open up your mouth. You can open up your mouth right now. Go ahead, speak it. Go ahead right now. Just lift up your, speak it. Speak it over your city. Speak it over your nation. Speak it over your community. Speak it now. Speak it, speak it, speak it. I am the byproduct of a prophetic impartation. There is a fine line between the prophetic and the pathetic. There is a fine line. The legitimacy of spirit, of Holy Spirit produced prophetic impartation is transformative. We need to speak prophetically. We need to prophesy. Release a word and stop cursing the stuff that God wants to bless. America is not gonna go to hell. America's about to be changed by the power of God, and there is salvation. There is salvation coming to America. There is deliverance coming to America. There is healing coming to America. The glory of Jesus is about to invade this nation. Yeah. Are there any questions? Number four, and we're about to land this. Lions, pride. The lion's pride. Jeremiah 51:38. Say they will roar together like lions. It's called the roar of the collective. You are who surrounds you. Stop surrounding yourself with hyenas, wolves, foxes, and serpents. And stop surrounding yourself with wolves in sheep's clothing. John 17:21, Jesus prayed, make them one as we are one. Surround yourself with the right people. Surround yourself who can handle the bless you and the broken you. That's important, because some people could handle the broken you, but the moment you get blessed, everything turns, because they were enamored to the broken you. So make sure you're around people that can handle both the broken and the bless you. The you in the valley and the you in the mountaintop. It's about the lion's roar. It's about the lion's roar. That word that Bernie released, that God spoke through him and gave me that word, that marked me. It changed my life. It just defined me. And then subsequently after that, everything has been an outline. Everything I've lived out. I was in a conference when I was 30, which was yesterday. In my mind. And I was in a conference in Pennsylvania. Ironically enough, it just hit me. It was here. It was in Allentown. And Transformation Church. I'll give you data, information. And I was there, it was third day back then, the name of the church. And the speaker comes in, very well-known, national repute. He says, Samuel, by the age of 40, I'm going to do the following things for you. I'm going to do blah, 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 blah. And it was laid out. I mean, and he named it from Time Magazine to thing. And he said this, by the age of 40, CNN will profile you. And I'm 39 years old. I'm with my wife. And it's at night. And we're about to hit, I'm 39. It's the first, second week of September. I'm about to turn 40. The 29th of September, and it's 2 weeks prior. And I look at her and she says, hey, honey, all the prophetic impartations you've received all your life, we have them, right? I go, yeah, well, I have them written. We have them old school. We have them on tape. We have them on CDs. And we have, you know, we have it documented because we're very sort of, you know, anal and OCD about just tracking and hearing the word of the Lord. And just, so she went like, which one hasn't come out? And I went like, what's a good, I haven't asked that question. Well, you know, what do you mean, honey? She went, by the one that God said by the age of 40. I went like, well, this happened. But there's one that's missing. And I went, which is, well, the Lord said when you were 30 that by the age of 40, CNN is going to profile you as the most, you know, blah, 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 influential Latino. Blah, blah. And I went like, well, maybe God meant CBN. Sometimes the prophets miss it. Like, you know, they miss it by a little bit, not a lot. And it's not like with malice. It's just like they're human beings. They could err on the side of, you know. And she went, nope, it was specific. It's CNN. I go like, well, what do you, again, I'm not like dying on this hill. It's like, whatever. But God said it. Everything else he said came to pass. I went like, I know, but it's CNN. Y'all missed that joke. But that's not. So I went, let's just pray. She, Eva, my wife. So we let Bamoran. So we prayed. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for every prophetic impartation, the legitimacy of it, the integrity of it, the fulfillment of it. God, you're so beautiful. Hey, we're 2 weeks away from she's praying for Sam's birthday. There's one more thing that, not that you're missing it, but the checklist, but the CNN thing, right? So and we just, all right, in Jesus' name, amen. So help me, God. We have the email to prove it. Couple days later, out of the blue, we get an email. Reverend Rodriguez, this is CNN. We are doing a special called Latinos in America, and we've identified you as the most influential Latino faith leader in the United States of America. We have an issue. We have to profile you immediately. Are you available in the next couple of weeks for a producer to come in to a camera guy and shadow you is the phrase. And wherever you go, they go, and we're going to profile you. I looked at my wife, and I said, who does this? Who does this? I'm here to tell you it will come to pass. It will come to pass. Final mark, because this is about the lion's roar. The lion's roar. The objective of the enemy is for you to sacrifice your roar. We are lambs in the presence of God, but as it pertains to our external presentation, we have to be lions. I'm a lamb in the presence of God, but in the presence of the enemy, I will not be a lamb. I will be a lion. And the church needs to get that reality. The objective of the enemy is for you to lose your voice, to take away your roar, to sacrifice truth on the altar of expediency. I was prophesied. You heard it right here. It's been validated, confirmed. But it's in 2008, I was invited by President Obama to pray in his St. John's Episcopal inaugural prayer service prior to the inauguration. That same morning, they go to St. John's Episcopal Church across the street from the White House. I was there, T.D. Jakes, Charles Blake, Yolanda Adams, Rick Warren, and we all participated. But it wasn't on the big, big stage. All of a sudden, everything got laid out prophetically in a conference like this, 2016. President Trump gets elected. I get a call. I'm in my Bluetooth with my wife. I'm driving. We're driving. We just left a Puerto Rican restaurant in San Francisco. Good stuff, by the way, mofongo. It's anointed. You don't know what that is. It's plantains that are crushed. And then they put shrimp and Creole sauce. And there's, I'm back. So, you know, I have the garlic smell. We're in the car. And I get this call. I get this call after the election. Boom, Bluetooth, boom. Yes, random, unknown, which usually don't pick up, but yeah. Boom, said, we're looking for Reverend Rodriguez. I go, speaking, who am I gonna ask is calling. Yeah, we're calling you from the Senate Inaugural Committee and the President's Transition Team. Yes, sir. The President-elect would love you to participate in his inauguration. I'm thinking it's my Uncle Paco from the Bronx. Is that you again, man? Come on, get it, loco, get tu ass, hermano. No, but it wasn't Paco from the Bronx. And I'm trying to, in my mind going, is this legit, right? And they go, yes, Reverend Rodriguez, what say ye? And I go like, do it again, say one more time. Yes, the president-elect would like you to present. And I go like, what do you want me to do? My wife's looking at me like, and we want you to participate. I go, great, what do you want me to do? Sir, we would like you to participate. I go, yeah, what does that mean? Do you want me to, like, help people sit? What do you mean, like, usher? No, sir, we would like you on the in the inauguration. We want you to share, and we want you to participate. Okay. He goes, so what say ye? So help me, true story. And I go, it has to do with what just happened here. And I go, can you tell the president-elect I'm honored? Because there's never been if you could do due diligence on this, there's never been a Latino evangelical that's ever done that in American history. There has never been anyone I'm the first person to have a prayer language. That's code word for speaking in tongues. There's never been anyone, the first person with a prayer language to participate in the inauguration. So I was the first one to do that because I spoke before Paula. So, all of that, right? First Puerto Rican, first person addicted to Starbucks, all of that, first ever in all of that, right? So all that happened. So this is a true story. I'm with my wife, and he goes, so what say you? And I go like, sir, I am so grateful. I'm so honored. Please tell the president-elect. I am so just floored and blessed by your invitation. Can I get back to you? The awkward silence on the other side. The guy, pardon me. I go, yeah, I just need a little time. Can I get back to you? This is what you heard. Okay. How much time do you need? I look at my wife. She's not looking at me. She's doing one of... I'm trying to get like affirmation, validation. No. And I go, I need about... And I'm trying to go, and she's not even looking at me. And I'm going, 2 weeks? The guy goes, 2 weeks? So I will call you back in 2 weeks? I go, yes? He goes, thank you? And I go, thank you? Inflection and all.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week, this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
Boom. You may be asking, what just happened? I looked at my wife. I go, honey, look at me, please. I need your help. She goes. I go, honey, look, you know the election and the whole division in the country, and we pastor a multi-ethnic church, and because it's multi-ethnic, and it's, I know that we, if I do... I may, we may, and if we lose, we're gonna have to I'm thinking budget. I'm thinking, you know, the prophetic faith was not there. It was just pure CEO, admin. You know, we're gonna lose 20, 30%. If I do the, I'm just being transparent. And I go like, so I need to get like approval. Should we go to the board? Do I get an approval? And she's looking at me like this going like, and I go like, so I even got really spiritual about it. I go like, call the intercessory team. Let's fast for 2 weeks. And she went, no. I go, you're not going to call the intercessor? She goes, no. I go, why wouldn't you want the intercessors praying to see if it's God's will? She goes, are you kidding me? And then she stopped me and went, no. She goes, what did you just do? I go, what did I do? What was wrong with what I did? She went, I was there when you were 14 years of age, and God said you would end up doing this. You're looking for a confirmation when God already gave you a word. You don't need to pray about it. All you need to do is say, yes, Lord, here I am. I'm absolutely... Are you with me right now? So it's a couple of weeks later, I'm going to land this. A couple of weeks later, I get the call, Reverend Rodriguez, and now the person has a little bit of, you could tell in the tone of the voice, it wasn't as friendly. Reverend Rodriguez, have you made up your mind? And I go like, yes, sir, I'm definitely doing this. Can I ask you a question? He goes, yes, ask me. And I know, and I respect that you're, you know, the way you work. Will you be censoring what I say? What do you want me to do? Pray? Do you want me to read scripture? Whatever. And then he says, whatever's in your heart. I go like, okay. But I have to submit it and you will censor it, right? You will take away. Matter of fact, are you going to give me the passage? They go, no. Will you be monitoring and do you want to prove what I, no. So, but you're going to tell me a specific, no. Finally, the fourth time I asked, but you're going to limit me, no. He went, sir, listen. The reason we're inviting you is because we want you to share whatever the Spirit tells you to share. Somebody lift up your head and open up your mouth. I'm telling you, nothing can stop the Spirit of the living God. Nothing can stop the presence of God. All right, we're going to land this. Put the photo up. Put the photo up, media team. So I'm seated here. So here, you see Obama and Biden and all that, and Schumer and all that, the Clintons, you see that? So I was hiding, I was seated behind the bushes. No, I mean the bush, like George W. Bush and his wife. That came out bad, that came out weird, right? I was literally behind the bushes. I'm about to go up, right? Before that, right there, a couple days before, a major reporter from a magazine, you would recognize it, who became a friend of mine beforehand, and said, hey, she said, Sam, you're doing this, dude? And I went, dude is a California term for dude. And she went, are you doing this? And I went like, yeah. She went, man, you shouldn't be doing this. The moment you do this, you're known as the Lamb's agenda guy, that, you know, you don't marry what political party and all that. And that's why, she goes, the moment you do this, you're gonna alienate half the country and all. You're gonna lose constituents. You're gonna lose doors. You're gonna lose contracts. She goes, you're gonna lose invites. You don't do this. I go, no, God, I was 14 years old. This is like destiny. I was made for this. She goes, all right. Can we at least agree to this? If you do it, don't say the name. I go, Trump? She goes, you're being silly, not that name. I go, are you kidding me? She went, no, Sam, if you do this, then you, come on, man. Not everyone believes in Jesus. You can't. You're gonna go back? Come on, this is a progressive country. This is not what we're all about. And you're gonna look like a fundamentalist, like a freak. You're gonna look like a radical, like a nutcase. Don't do this, man. I go like, she goes, are you gonna say the name? And I go, just watch. That day, I'm right there. I'm seated behind the bushes. I get a text from my daughter, Lauren. Daughter Lauren, my youngest daughter. This is her text. I'm seated, I'm on my phone. And this is the text. Never got this kind of text from my kids ever. It was weird. Dad, comma, shut your mouth. I go, is this spiritual warfare? Is it the devil? I text her back and I go, pardon me? She goes, no, Dad, I saw you on Fox News. Your mouth is open right now. Please close your mouth. So help me. Your mouth is open. You kind of dozed off and your mouth is completely open. So shut your mouth right now. You got to close. And I go. So you could ask Lauren. You could go to her and ask her. So I come up with fear and trembling. I shared what I shared yesterday, the beginning part of Matthew chapter 5, and then the latter part. And then I finished. I looked at the camera, and I'm about to finish. 1 billion people around the world watching. The president, Congress, the Supreme Court. And I look across and I say, how am I going to finish this? I look at the cameras, hearing everything, that 14-year-old prophetic impartation. And I'm there and I go, yeah, I'm not going to sit without doing this. Looked at the cameras and said, I pray and declare these things respectfully in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to YouTube it. The president said, amen. You heard members of Congress saying amen. You heard the crowd going, amen. So you ask, why did people receive? And then I was receiving texts from people all around the world. Oh, goodness, the BBC, you just lifted up Jesus in the BBC. Prior to that, the FCC was about to limit Jesus as a bleep word. There was a movement prior to that. Google it. There was an attempt to make Jesus a bad word. So all of after 11 years, the name of Jesus was not mentioned on that stage. For 11 years. And all of a sudden, Jesus in the name that... So I'm asked, why did the nation, why did they respond like that to you mentioning a name? Why? Believe it or not, there is still power in the name of Jesus. There is power. Everybody lift up your roar, shout. Let the lions roar.
Let the lions roar! Let the lions roar! Let the lions roar! Let the lions roar! With your hands raised. With your hands raised. So quickly, 6 minutes and 2 seconds, all I want you to do right here. If you're in this audience and you're saying, Pastor Sam, that's, wow, the validation of all of this. I get this. If you have been in a season, if you have been in a time, if you know that you have promises, viable, legitimate promises, if there are words that you have yet seen the fulfillment of these corresponding words, we're going to push back on every vestige of the enemy that will try to stifle, limit, obstruct, impede, hinder the fulfillment of that word. The what you're going through has nothing to do with the foolish things you did in your past. The enemy is attacking you because the glorious things you're about to see in your future. It has nothing to do with your past. It has to do with your future. 5 minutes, 17 seconds. I'm going to count to three. If that's you, and you want to just right now renew your roar, you want to push back on every hyena, serpent, and wolf. In Jesus' name, I'm going to count to three. Come out of your seat. Go somewhere. Go, 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 go. Run, 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 run. Quickly, 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 quickly. The fulfillment of that word. Your roar's about to get louder. Your roar's here. Just take us with worship. I got 4 minutes and 52 seconds. So lead me in worship. Lead me in praise. Let's go. I'm just going to lay hands as God leads me and just pray over people and release words. But go ahead, do it. Release your roar.
Sam Rodriguez, best-selling author, film producer, and pastor of New Season Church in Sacramento, has a new book, Persevere with Power. What heaven starts, hell cannot stop.
Because I am believing in the name of Jesus that before this is over, you're going to go from a plow to a mantle, and you're going to walk out of an anointing that will enable you to change your life for the glory of Jesus.
Order this book now, and while supplies last, receive a free gift by emailing your receipt to books@newseasonworship.org.